Night Review, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Fiedelbaum and our guest for tonight, the popular composer of hit songs, Francis Craig. When you hear good music, you're listening to the successful welding of sounds firmly riveted to a theme. Therefore, listen now to Spike Jones and the City Slickers welding and riveting as they play Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone.
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jones saying hello for the Spotlight Review from New York. And I know you're all waiting to meet...
Hello, Mr. Jones. Welcome to our city. I'm president of the New York chapter of the Spike Jones Fan Club, and we listen to you faithfully every Friday night. We write you thousands of letters, and we think you're simply wonderful. My name is Harvey.
Oh, yes, Harvey. What's on your mind?
I have a poem about you, which I am reluctant to read unless you say okay.
All right, you have my okay.
Thank you. To Spike Jones. Looking, but I think they are sadly mistooken. Your jaws and eyebrows and on your head that red mop are like the pickle in the middle with the mustard on top. You're the favorite of this nation and its people near and far, from the rock-bound coast of Marjorie, Maine to the sunny slopes of Hedy Lamarr.
I'd like to get him a free ticket to a leaky submarine. But ladies and gentlemen, I know you're all waiting to meet the Park Avenue Hillbilly, and here she is, Dorothy Shay.
Thank you, everybody. Hello, Spike.
Gosh, Dorothy, that's a beautiful dress you have on.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Spike. I bought this dress just for you.
Well, Dorothy, how could you have bought it for me when you don't even know my size? But it's nice being back in New York, isn't it?
Well, I don't know, Spike. I like New York, but I can't stand this cold weather.
Cold weather? Why, I just never give it a thought. Up every morning at 6, run 2 miles around Central Park, 4 miles back to the hotel.
You do all that?
No, I just never give it a thought. Well, I wouldn't mind the cold back here if the cities weren't so dusty.
Oh, the dust doesn't bother me.
Well, it bothers the Slickers. Every time we try to play Meet Me in St. Louis, it comes out Meet Me in Pittsburgh. I'm glad little things like that don't worry you, though, Dorothy.
Well, Spike, sometimes the little things in life are very important.
Herman ain't a banker, he ain't a movie star. Herman can't afford to buy me fur coats or a car. Herman ain't a big-time Joe, he ain't much of a spender. But Herman is considerate, so thoughtful and so tender. I'd be lost if Herman went away, so to reassure him, I just say, it's the little things you do that count. Little things, my dear, but how they mount. When I'm chopping down a tree, you always wipe my brow for me. It's the little things you do that count. Guess I'm just as lucky as can be. Got a man that thinks the world of me. You take me fishing when you go, and all I have to do is row. With the little things you do that count. Herman, Herman, you're not earning enough to keep the home fire burning. Still you never ever shirk waking me in time for work. It's the little things you do that count. wouldn't you let me share your tree? It's the little things you do that count. And the night we thought we heard a mouse, but instead 'twas burglars in the house. When I went downstairs to see, you stay right in back of me. It's the little things you do that count. Couldn't make ends meet, and I took and washed so we could eat. What a friend I had in you. You let me do your laundry too. They're just little things of how they know. When the doctor said, my friend, beware, what your wife must have is good salt air. Didn't you carry out his wish? You stood and fanned me with a fish. It's the little things you do that count.
You're right, Dorothy. It is the little things that count. There are no memories dearer to a man's heart than the memories of an old romance, an old flame, so to speak. The old flame may flicker and sputter, but it never quite dies out. In fact, it's been known to start fireworks in many a household. So with Paul Judson as our pilot light, Joe Syracuse watching over the kettle drum, and Sir Frederick Gass doing the cooking, the Slickers and myself give you...
My old flame. I can't even think of her name. But it's funny, now and then, how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the skies, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame.
Disguise, but their attempts of love where only imitations are made. Old friends that can't even think of her name.
What was her name? Doris, Laura, Chloe, Manny, Mo, Jack. I can't stand this, I tell you. This is driving me sane.
She would always treat me mean. So I poured a can of gasoline and struck a match to...
Spike.
Yes, Dorothy?
Spike, tell me something about our guest, Francis Craves.
Well, gosh, Dorothy, he wrote a song I wished I'd written, Near You.
Beg your pardon?
Yeah, he wrote that, too. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Francis Craves.
Thank you, folks. Hi, Spike. Hi, Dorothy.
Hello, Francis.
Francis, you're a composer. Tell me how I can go about writing a song.
Well, the first thing you've got to have is an inspiration. Like a romance with a beautiful girl.
Well, that lets me out, I guess. Me, Spike, take him out, take him to dinner, take him home. Nothing ever happens, Jones.
Well, then, you just got to sit down at the piano and sit there until it comes to you.
Just sit there? I tried that.
What happened?
Calluses.
Francis, suppose you just sit down at the piano and give us a demonstration of one of your songs.
Great idea. Let's make it Beg Your Pardon. Francis Craig at the piano with Bob Lamb singing. Francis, we'll be ready for a second lesson in a few minutes. Right now, here's Joe King.
When we've been going pretty steadily here at the studio, we do just what you do on your job. Actors, announcers, producers, and musicians make for that familiar red cooler and delicious, refreshing Coke. No wonder folks stop by the millions at fountains and lunchrooms, at food stores and service stations for ice-cold Coca-Cola. It seems all of us appreciate the pause that refreshes.
Once again, the spotlight turns to, excuse me. Hello.
Hello, Spike. This is Sir Frederick Dash. I'm having a sensational time riding around on the 6th Avenue elevated line.
The 6th Avenue L? Gas, they tore that down 4 years ago.
Gee, no wonder I was able to get a seat.
Oh, that gas. I think he's lived alone and liked it. A little too long, maybe. But as I was saying, once again, the spotlight turns to Dorothy Shea. Dorothy?
Right here, Spike. Say, what was that phone call you just got?
Well, it was from Sir Frederick Gass. I don't know what to do with the guy. He's such a screwball.
Oh, I know just what you mean. Let me tell you about another gentleman who's the same way. The gentleman is a dope, a man of many faults, a clumsy jaw who wouldn't know a rough summer walk. The gentleman is a dope, and not my cup of tea. Why do I get in a dither? He doesn't belong to me. The gentleman isn't bright, he doesn't know the score. A cake will come, he'll take a crumb and never ask for more. The gentleman's eyes are blue, but little do they see. Why am I beating my brains out? He doesn't belong to me. He's somebody else that's from them. She's welcome to the guy. Never understand him half as well as I. The gentleman is a dope. He isn't very smart. He's just a log you'd like to hug and hold against your heart. The gentleman doesn't know how happy he could be. Look at me crying my eyes out as if he belonged to me. Yes, Dorothy, a guy like that is a problem. And while on that subject, I'm proud to introduce a young man who has become a powerful adjunct to the show. He adds more junk to the show. And here he is, Doodles Weaver is Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you. That's enough. Thank you. I shall now render a fine Rudy Ballet classic, which I have selected the Weepin' Poo song. I believe I'm in voice tonight. Definitely in voice. Rudy Maestro, if you please, the Weepin' Poo song. To the tables down in Morris, to the place where gentry dwell, to the dear old Bample Tower, a tartle bamp, a vital tamp, a scottle stamp, I'm a tramp.
No.
To the dear old Temple Bar, we walk so well, live so well, well so what, it's very popular. Sing the whoopin' poop tips, sing the pippin' whoops, sing the poopin' whips, sing the pimpin' whoops. Sing those jolly good fellows who belong to that private club with a funny name assembled. And the magic of their singing casts its spell.
You know, my girl's a singer, and she casts a spell over me. In fact, she bewitches me. Every time I see her, she says, I'll bewitch you in 5 minutes. We're poor little hams. Yeah. We're poor little spam. No, no. We've got pretty gams. No, no, no. That's a new look. We're poor little lambs who have lost our way. Oh, oh, oh. Wrong animal. We're little black sheep. Did you hear about the mama black sheep who decided not to have any more children? She went around singing, there'll never be another you. We're little black sheep who have gone astray.
It wasn't even an animal. This eye that kept winking and blinking at me. This is driving me sane.
Wrong act.
Gentlemen, sponsors off on the tea tree. A doom from here to eternity. I'll be seeing you at the Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Derby?
And there they go, round the third. It's winning Warford and Fun needs money like knife in the back of second. Senior to penis third. And it's underwear creeping up in the back.
Magnificent, Professor. Now Francis Craig, Dorothy Shea, and the City Slickers are ready with some good advice on how to keep warm these cold nights. But near you, close to me, and side by side.
Oh.
This is Joe King speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. Now here's Spike and Dorothy.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's really great being in New York, and your wonderful response this evening is very encouraging. Right, Dorothy?
And how? Say, Spike, why don't you take me to see a picture like Arch of Triumph? And watch Charles Boyer make love to Ingrid Bergman. Maybe that would inspire you.
Well, that's a great idea. I'll take along a bag of peanuts, and first I'll hold your hand, then you'll hold my hand.
Is that any way to make love?
No, but it's a great way to make a bag of peanuts last all night.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
Don't miss next Friday's Spotlight Review. Jack Smith and the Clark Sisters will be guests singing Johnny O'Shea. And you'll hear some of your favorite numbers from Spike and Dorothy. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air next Sunday on the same CBS station with Percy Faith, Jane Froman, and your host, Roger Pryor. Mike Jones and the City Slickers will visit Worcester, Boston, Springfield, and New Haven before next Friday's Spotlight Review from New York. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.